irony, right? Happens against the, you know, his hometown team, I guess, where he was from, and on a one-timer on the power play. So it's, I don't know, he's had a tendency to do that in his career, score big goals in big ways. And it was weird. I thought about, you know, the goal he scored in Dallas in the Cup Final. You know, it's just kind of that similar, you know, he did it with a little flair, and so it was really happy for him.
Coach, is that the performance and what you were looking for at both ends of the ice tonight?
Yeah, if we got that on most nights, I really like a lot of things we did, but don't read too much into it. It was one game. A lot of things went our way. We earned a lot of our own breaks, but it's just one game.
But you're a better team when you're engaged physically. Is that just an example of that tonight, kind of when you guys are?
Yeah, probably. The way we've played, you know, some of the results we've gotten here probably in the last few weeks, we've been a little inconsistent. But, you know, we play a team that's, I don't know, division rival, I guess. You know, we've never really played in the playoffs, but, you know, a team we see a few times a year. And last time we played them in this building, the score wasn't as bad as tonight's was, but it was fairly similar, just the other way. So I think we had a lot to play for tonight, just kind of defending our home turf a little bit against a really good Leafs team. And I know they were missing a 60-goal scorer, but it was a good effort by us. So hopefully we can continue this.
You're missing Brady Point too. Like, how is he, or is he a couple days, or?
Yeah, he should be. We're hoping he'll be back for Saturday.
John, how important was it after the Tuesday's game? You talked about not sticking with the process after the first period, that you kind of stuck with it in the second period tonight.
Yeah, like the first period, but I think they outshot us like 15-7 or something like that. But I had a scoring chance. It was like 2-1 for us. There was, we had some juicy looks that we just didn't do anything with. But, you know, getting that first one, we built. It was good emotion in the building. I think guys were pulling for Stammer as well, you know, hoping that was going to happen tonight. But we saw this game through to the end, and that's what I liked about tonight. It wasn't, you know, play two good periods here and then take a period off. We played a complete game, and so that's just what we need more of, you know, moving into you know, the second season.
John, going 11-7 tonight, I know that's something that you said your group's been comfortable with in the past, but what do you think it is about this group that they are comfortable just switching like that on a quick win there?
Yeah, listen, I've been here almost a decade. I can't believe I'm saying that, but and most of these players, a lot of them have too. So nothing we throw at them now is really new. They're pretty equipped with everything. So, you know, came to us late, the pointer might not be able to play. You know, guys don't blink an eye. So we know what we're doing in that regard.
Coach, you had a good amount of redirections tonight. That only happens if you get people in front of the net. Is that a point of emphasis?
Yeah, and we haven't been doing that nearly enough. But I thought we were a pretty determined group tonight around their net. And, you know, we weren't just senselessly shooting pucks. We shot with a purpose, and sometimes that is, you know, shooting for sticks. And we just, they all don't go in. Tonight they went in for us. It was just one of those nights, and I'm sure they're looking at it the same way as in an 82-game year, you're going to get a couple what they probably think is a dud for them, but we'll take it.
Were you able to watch the video that Marty narrated for Stammer?
Well, how could you not? I mean, I think the Leafs were glued on it too. It was, that's a big moment. Any time you're going to be the franchise leader in an organization that's been around for 30 years and have the guys, you know, you're passing our Hall of Famers. And so, it was a great moment, which is weird because I think, and hopefully I don't screw this up, I think on the same goal, was that Cooch's 600 point? So we were looking for multiple pucks on that goal, but it was, you know, what an accomplishment. Mm-hmm. And he's got so much more left in the tank, but wow, that was, you know, I've had a front row seat to about 600 of those, and they never get old.
Thanks, Cooch.
Yeah, tomorrow. 10:30 Saturday.
Let him get the last shot.